This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. Thanks again for joining us. Your support does sustain us on air and it keeps Joy on air, out loud and proud. And today, that's particularly important during Radiothon. Please stay with us as we kick off a special three-hour radiothon. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and, in fact, live around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion and current affairs and news show on Joy. We welcome the feedback from you, our listeners. And remember, this is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the voice of humility and reason, Tass.
I'm trying to be Macca. I'm trying.
Yes, I know. We're all a bit on edge this morning. For
well,
a whole range
we're
of
not
reasons.
On the edge. It's actually just a, let's say, a more organic show.
It's going to be a more organic show.
We have a number of guests. We want to do business as usual, but we also want to raise funds for this very important community institution.
Yep. So I want people to know Paul is on panel. Ben is doing social media. Gordon is at home getting ready to do the podcasting.
I think Ben's doing the coffee run as well.
Well, he is, yeah. So this is our three-hour radiothon show. Now, I wanted to say that prior to the show, I have been emailing and speaking to a whole range of people who have supported Joy, and they have pledged to today's show that they will donate a total of $18,500.
That's amazing, Macca.
Now, what we want to happen is, we want you, our listeners, our members, our volunteers, our supporters, to also donate today. Let's try and double that, okay? Because that $18,500, that will, you know, that's the start, but it'll actually match what you donate up to that amount. So if you can get your head around that, is that a good way to explain it, Tass?
I think so, Macca. I think so. I would just say that we're in the middle of Radiothon.
Yes.
We've got 4 days to go. We finish on the 21st of April.
Yep.
And the message is donate. And also renew your membership.
Yep. If you're a not-for-profit organisation, take out a not-for-profit membership.
Correct.
If you're a corporate, take out a corporate membership, a family membership. And, you know, whatever you can afford to donate, $2 or more is tax deductible, right?
And guess what, Macca? There is a $200 prize.
There is.
A $200 JB voucher that we're going to give away sometime today.
Yeah, how about we give the $200 voucher away to the person who insults Tass the most on email rather than me. It's normally me.
Come on, Macca, be nice.
Now,
how about the person who provides us with the nicest compliment?
317 or Melina.
I love 317. Yeah. I haven't heard from Melina for a while,
actually.
I know.
Where do you think she's gone?
I don't know. I hope she's okay.
Yeah. We haven't heard from her for a while. So,
Melina, if you're listening, please send us a message.
Yes.
And don't forget, if you donate or renew your membership, you go into the draw for a $200 JB Hi-Fi voucher.
Okay.
And so, everybody loves a JB Hi-Fi voucher.
So here we go.
Everybody.
Okay. Donation received. Joy is simply irreplaceable. $200, Fiona from Fitzroy.
Love you, Fiona.
Next one, Tess.
I have here a membership sign-up plus a top-up donation, and it's from Breed from Pasco Vale, and Breed says, love your work, Macca and Tass.
There you go, and that's...
I reckon we should put Breed in the draw for the JB Hi-Fi voucher, Macca.
Why don't we...
Look, I'll keep a tally of those. What do you reckon?
And then there's another one here from... Where are we? Arnie and Tommy from Elwood. Message added by the member. Great work, Joy. We love listening to you while we eat breakfast each Saturday morning. Best Saturday morning routine. Thank you for that. There are lots of good routines you can do on a Saturday morning, Tess. But listening to us...
Macca, keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
So, now, quickly, what are we doing in today's show? Who are we speaking
with? Oh, look, I've got no idea. Someone actually wandered into the studio.
Yes, and it's the wonderful John Pizzuto.
It's John Pizzuto.
Actually, I don't know why I used an adjective in it. I should have just said John Pizzuto.
John Pizzuto, everyone knows who he is.
He's just done a pirouette.
I know. So,
in his brand new white Nike runners.
Oh, God.
Adidas, I'm sorry, I got the brand wrong.
So... what we're going to do is we've started off, we've got our first donation, and we've actually got a special message recorded for us yesterday from, who do you think it might be? Another radio person in Melbourne, Tass. Who do you think it might have been?
Well, I know exactly who it is. Do you want me to spill the beans?
Well, no, Paul's just plugging his thing in.
Do you really want me to spill the beans?
No, I think, what about we let...
It's your commercial radio equivalent, Macca.
Oh. I thought.
Or perhaps you are their equivalent.
I thought Tom Elliott might be my commercial equivalent. He's a bit of a cranky old thing.
No. It's Neil Mitchell from 3AW.
Neil Mitchell from 3AW. And just so you know, Neil does not do ads. He doesn't do live reads, right? He's actually recorded this for Joy. This is a very, very rare thing.
Do you think we should put him on the list for the voucher as well, Macca?
Well, actually,
no, he can't accept a prize.
Actually,
can he?
if it was for a beard trimmer, yeah. So, are you ready, Paul?
It's not keyed up to the right moment, though.
No, it's not keyed up at the right moment. See, this is what would be
okay. Okay, while you're doing that, Paul, we are also speaking with Adele Ferguson.
Yes,
very well known as a journalist,
Walkley Award winning,
and
a quill. She gets them all.
She does.
She must have a huge mantelpiece for all these awards.
She does. We are going to speak with the Minister for Superannuation and also a minister who's federal minister who's actually just gained a recent new addition to her portfolio around the women's issues.
Oh, yes.
And is part of the new women's
So that's Senator Jane Hume. Is she Senator deputy Jane. Female prime minister?
I'm not sure, Macca. We are going to speak with Ro Allen.
Yes.
Victoria's only an inaugural commissioner for gender and sexuality equality. Although,
really only? Well, there aren't two of them.
Although she's changed her name. It's
She's been given increased responsibility.
No, it's LGBTIQ plus communities commissioner. There you go. So my briefing notes are out of date, you see. Oh. We are going to speak with Jason, who's the CEO of the Equality Project. Now, both Ro and Jason are going to be talking about an interesting new LGBTI positive campaign that's funded by state government and organised by an organisation called Respect Victoria. Keen to hear about that. On the theme of women's issues, we are going to speak with Victoria's Minister for Women, Gabrielle Williams, and we'll talk more about the women's issues in Parliament at the moment. And look, last week you might recall we spoke about Karen Park.
Mm.
Karen Park is a teacher who was shafted for being out and announcing that she was going to marry her female partner. Karen Park has agreed to very generously speak with us and talk to us about her personal experience. We can also have a few messages from Victoria's Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, and we're also going to speak with a good old friend of ours, Macca, Senator from WA, Dean Smith.
Dean Smith, who's also the government whip, and people shouldn't forget It is. It was.
Is he really the whipster?
The government whip, yeah.
The whipster.
The whipster.
But I had no idea.
But it was a private members' bill, people shouldn't forget, that delivered marriage equality. And that was Dean's bill. So, you know, we'll be speaking to him about 12:45. So, we've also got...
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning, yes. we've got a new member, Karen from Pasco Vale, and this is a business membership. I know who that is. This is a business membership.
I think we've had Karen on before, Macca.
Yes. Anyway, and one further, before we just go to a quick break, from Mark Adams, Tass, you're as sexy as your voice.
Putting him on the list, Mark Adams.
Mark, next time you come in, bring your seeing eye dog.
Can you read out the whole message again, please, Macca? Slowly, nice and loud.
Tass, you're as sexy as your voice. Macca, you keep the nation's politics scared. All right, let's go to a break. We'll sort Neil Mitchell out. We'll sort Sally Capp out. We'll sort all that out. Then we're going to speak with John Pesutto, hopefully the future member for Hawthorne, for the Liberal Party.
I think Paul's got your message ready.
Yeah?
Go, Paul.
So, Macca and Tass, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. Thank you, guys, for once again inviting me to send a message on your program, which I do know is the longest-running news and current affairs program on Joy, so well done for that. You also know how much I support Joy and that magic it makes happen every day on very few dollars. Radio is magic. It can move mountains in any community. When I first declared publicly my support for Joy, some in your world and my world wanted to cut my head off. Well, my head's still with me, but more important, so is Joy. I urge everybody to support the fundraiser. Help that magic continue.
There you go. That was Neil Mitchell.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.